Trebalo, kako je rekao, svi do jednog slediti put proslavljenih 1300 kaplara.
B92 Vesti.
Bioskop Rex u Jevrejskoj 16 predstavlja. Četvrtak, 18. mart u 20 časova. Update. Noviteti sa kompjuterske demo scene.
Tribina Demokratske stranke Vračar. Da li kafiće i diskoteke zatvarati u ponoć? Učestvuju sociolog Ljiljana Lučić, dr. Ivana Simonić-Hiber, profesor dr. Žarko Trebješanin. Opština Vračar, četvrtak 18. mart u 18 časova. Demokratska stranka Vračar.
This afternoon's news, Kosovo Albanians to sign the peace agreement this evening, and foreign representatives hold crisis meetings on Kosovo. Kosovo Albanian representatives will sign the agreement on the future of Kosovo in Paris at 6:30 p.m. today, the French Foreign Ministry announced this afternoon. The ceremony will be held in the Congress Center, where the Albanians have been waiting to negotiate with the Serb delegation for 4 days. U.S. State Department spokesman James Rubin will attend the signing in his capacity as Under Secretary for Public Affairs. Announcing the signing, Rubin invited media to be at the conference center to see the Kosovo Albanians choose peace while Serbs rejected it. Rubin also warned Belgrade that refusal to sign the agreement would have consequences, adding that from the moment the Albanian signatures were on paper, the situation would be completely different. One member of the Albanian delegation, Veton Suroj, told media today that negotiations were now over for the Kosovo Albanians. Asked to comment on what Serb authorities would do after the Albanians signed the agreement, Suroj said that Belgrade would have a certain time to catch up rapidly with the negotiation process. After that, he said, there must be a response from the international community to Belgrade's behavior, because the Serbs had not only rejected the agreement, but were also behaving in the field as if they did not want peace. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright today spoke by telephone to several members of the Albanian delegation, congratulating them on what she described as the brave decision to sign the agreement. The foreign and defense ministers of Germany, France and Britain began a discussion on the Kosovo situation in Bonn this afternoon, according to Western diplomatic sources. A statement from the German foreign ministry today describes the meeting as an informal exchange of opinions on possible further developments in European security and defense policy. The ambassadors of several Western countries and Russia and representatives of a number of international organizations met in Belgrade today at the residence of the U.S. Chargé d'Affaires. None of the participants in the meeting, which began at 3 p.m., were willing to give a statement to media as they arrived at the residence. The information service of the U.S. Embassy also declined to give any information on the meeting. The international community will give Belgrade until next Wednesday to accept the agreement on Kosovo, according to diplomatic sources in Paris quoted by Reuters today. Reuters quotes the same sources as saying that international mediators Chris Hill, Wolfgang Petrich and Boris Majorski informed the hosts of the Paris conference, French Foreign Minister Hubert Védrine and his British counterpart Robin Cook, at 5 p.m. today that negotiations had completely stalled. Reuters sources noted that the day chosen as the deadline was the same day on which Russia would seek urgent financial aid from the International Monetary Fund in Washington. Deputy Serbian Prime Minister Vojislav Šešelj told media today that there was a real danger of NATO bombing Serbia, but that state bodies were making all necessary preparations to defend the country. He accused the West of seeking Serb signatures on an agreement which did not exist and which had not been discussed either at Rambouillet or since then. Šešelj emphasized that the Serb delegation in Paris would not sign anything which ran counter to the Serbian constitution. Yugoslav Army head Dragoljub Ojdanic today sent a message to students of military schools and academies calling on them to be prepared for martyrdom in the service of their fatherland. Ojdanic told the students that he hoped such a situation would not arise, but that if it did, they would show the world who the students of Serbia's military academies were. The U.S. administration has invited leaders of the Kosovo Liberation Army to Washington for consultations on transforming the UÇK into a political movement. State Department Representative James Rubin delivered the invitation today to the head of the Kosovo-Albanian negotiating team in Paris, Hashim Thaçi. Another U.S. spokesman, James Foley, told media that the U.S. considered the UÇK needed a lot of advice if they were to become the political players the U.S. wanted them to be. If Republika Srpska Vice President Mirko Sarovic did not assume full presidential authority within a few days, International High Representative Carlos Westendorp would seek someone who would, Westendorp's representative Alexandra Stiegelmeier told media today. Stiegelmeier said that no specific deadline had been set for Sarovic to take over the presidency, but added that Westendorp would not allow the present situation to drag on for weeks. The Republika Srpska Socialist Party called for a new government to be elected, adding that President Nikola Poplašin, who was dismissed by Westendorp 2 weeks ago, should allow his position to pass to Sarovic. Party spokesman Igor Radojčić told media today that the socialists supported the new prime minister-designate Mladen Ivanic. We'll be back with more news in English on Radio B92 at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon.
Radio B92. English. English.
Za nas, ono što jeste i ono što nam možda preostaje. In Medias Press, aktuelni politički magazin.
Dobar dan. Slušajte emisiju Indeks Plus na radiju B92 i radio stanicama Asocijacije nezavisnih elektronskih medija. Nekako smo preživjeli i ovu zimu, grejanje je bilo prilično dobro u odnosu na prethodne godine, nije bilo restrikcije struje, nisu padali tomahovci sa pahuljicama, malo nam je nedostajalo mlijeka, ulja, šećera, ali sve u svemu prošlo je za nas. Ali na Kosovu još uvijek traju borbe. Eksplodiraju bombe, teroristi terorišu, branioci brane, a lokalno stanovništvo pokušava da pobegne od svega toga. Današnja emisija biće u potpunosti posvećena organizaciji koja prate velike seobe Srba, Albanaca, Muslimana, Roma i Egipćana i pripadnika svih ostalih nacionalnih grupa koji su do pre neku godinu naizgled mirno živjeli zajedno. Dakle, predstavljamo vam Beogradsku kancelariju UNHCR-a.
B92
Index Plus.
Gledala sam u nebo. Gledala sam duže od sve dece. Glava mi se napunila meda, ptica i koljeva. Eto zašto imam plave oči. Cigan nije ni beo ni crn. Cigan je svako ko ima dva srca. Jedno, da ga ubiješ u srce, drugo, da mu ga pojedeš sa usta. Miroslav Antić, Anđel.
B, 92.
Nedelja borbe protiv rasizma.
Je iza nas. Ono što jeste i ono što nam možda preostaje. In Medias Press, aktuelni politički magazin.
Dobar dan. Slušajte emisiju Indeks Plus na radiju B92 i radio stanicama Asocijacije nezavisnih elektronskih medija. Nekako smo preživjeli i ovu zimu, grejanje je bilo prilično dobro u odnosu na prethodne godine, nije bilo restrikcije struje, nisu padali tomahovci sa pahuljicama, malo nam je nedostajalo mlijeka, ulja, šećera, ali sve u svemu prošlo je za nas. Ali na Kosovu još uvek traju borbe. Eksplodiraju bombe, teroristi terorišu, branioci brane, a lokalno stanovništvo pokušava da pobegne od svega toga. Današnja emisija biće u potpunosti posvećena organizaciji koja prate velike sobe Srba, Albanaca, Muslimana, Roma i Egipćana i pripadnika svih ostalih nacionalnih grupa koje su do pre neku godinu na izgled mirno živjeli zajedno. Dakle, predstavljamo vam Beogradsku kancelariju UNHCR-a.
B92
Index Plus.